Church's lead was of a similar nature. He, too, had heard of someone admittedly hostile to Mr. Clutter, a certain Mr. Smith, though that is not his true name, who believed that the squire of River Valley Farm had shot and killed Smith's hunting dog. Church had inspected Smith's farm home and seen there, hanging from a barn rafter, a length of rope tied with the same kind of knot that was used to bind the four Clutters. Dewey said, "One of those. Maybe that's our deal. A personal thing. A grudge that got out of hand." "Unless it was robbery," said Nye, though robbery as the motive had been much discussed and then more or less dismissed. The arguments against it were good, the strongest being that Mr. Clutter's aversion to cash was a county legend. He had no safe and never carried large sums of money. Also, if robbery were the explanation, why hadn't the robber removed the jewelry that Mrs. Clutter was wearing? A gold wedding band and a diamond ring. Yet Nye was not convinced. "The whole setup has that robbery smell. What about Clutter's wallet? Someone left it open and empty on Clutter's bed. I don't think it was the owner. And Nancy's purse. The purse was lying on the kitchen floor. How did it get there? Yes, and not a dime in the house. Well, $2. We found $2 in an envelope on Nancy's desk. And we know Clutter cashed a check for $60 just the day before. We figure there ought to have been at least 50 of that left. So some say nobody would kill four people for $50. And say, sure, maybe the killer did take the money, but just to try and mislead us, make us think robbery was the reason. I wonder." As darkness fell, Dewey interrupted the consultation to telephone his wife, Marie, at their home and warn her that he wouldn't be home for dinner. She said, "Yes." "All right, Alvin." But he noticed in her tone an uncharacteristic anxiety. The Deweys, parents of two young boys, had been married 17 years, and Marie, a Louisiana-born former FBI stenographer whom he'd met while he was stationed in New Orleans, sympathized with the hardships of his profession. The eccentric hours, the sudden calls summoning him to distant areas of the state. He said, "Anything the matter?" "Not a thing," she assured him. "Only, when you come home tonight, you'll have to ring the bell. I've had all the locks changed." Now he understood and said, "Don't worry, honey. Just lock the doors and turn on the porch light." After he'd hung up, a colleague asked, "What's wrong? Marie scared?" "Hell yes," Dewey said. "Her and everybody else."